You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That was The Octopus from a 7-inch off of Bellyache Records. And that was the track Evil is Real. Other side of that is Unholy Mountain. I really like that one as well. I highly recommend. If you like that one, you'll like the B-side as well. Before that, we heard Pressure Head by Dead in Five off a self-released CD of theirs called Dead in Five. And the full length, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, is going to be available very soon. And there is a opening release party coming up March 1st at the Token in Westland. Well, I've been informed that the band is ready to start, ready to go. We have live in the studio for us, Rattletrap. Getting ready to do a live set for us. Are you ready, gentlemen?
We are ready.
All right, let's do it.
All right, it's called I Want to Go Home. When the deal is done, the money's okay. Time to pack up the van and drive miles away. All the faces at home are in my mind. All the love in the heart I'm leaving behind. Seems no matter how far we wander the road, I wanna go.
Live in the studio, Rattletrap, here at the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I already know you, at least from corresponding, Chris. Would you like to have the band introduce themselves?
That'd be great. Over here on electric guitar, this is Pez Tobin. Say hi, Pez.
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Over there on acoustic guitar. That's the original Dirty himself, Mr. Dirty Curudgeon. I never get that right. pedal steel, Mr. Larry Lebeck. Larry's just back there on the drums, original Okie from Muskogee, Norm Okie. So we are Rattle Trap.
All right. How long you guys been together?
About 3 years now. We've been going through different transitions and different forms, and we've finally found a formula that we're happy with.
Oh, that's wonderful, then. How many releases do you have?
We have two.
Two?
The No Tell Motel CD, which came out, 2 years ago? Our latest release, then, is Trailer Park Bingo, which came out last year.
Okay. All right. What do you have for us now?
A little Dave Elvin. For you. It's a cover that we like to do. It's called Dry River.
Okay.
I was born on the river. Staying around them dead stumps, smell the blossoms on the leaves. Someday it's gonna rain. Someday it's gonna pour. Someday all those dead trees, you know they won't be dead anymore.
All right, Mr. Larry Lebeck, hit a steal. Tell you a little bit of a story here. That's a true story, so y'all stick with me now, you hear? It goes something like this. Well, I fell in love with a woman. She did not fall for me. Can you believe that? Well, I fell in love with baby, but she did not fall for me. Now I'm as dry as that old river. I'm as dead as a hoop.
All right. So, Chris, did you ever find another love after that?
I found many loves after that, I must say.
That's just a
penicillin to take care of that.
Oh, be careful now.
Absolutely. Oh, they're all about my loves. Married third time is a charm. I finally found number three.
Number three,
and working out good. So,
well, good luck with that.
Well, I appreciate that now.
All right, you have a show that's coming up, correct?
We do. Actually, next Wednesday at Callahan's Music Hall, we'll be opening up for Miss Lydia Lovelace.
Nice.
She has been I've been a big fan of hers for quite a while, and so when the opportunity came up to open up for her, we tried to jump right onto it. You know, she went to our Facebook page a number of years ago, there when she was still down in Columbus most of the time, and liked our band, and we correspond a little bit back and forth. So we've been kind of after a little bit after Bloodshot to try to maybe take a look our way a little bit. And when she was coming to town, a couple emails were sent out, and you know, neither from her end or some end, we ended up on the bill. So we're very excited about it.
I bet. That's got to be almost like a dream almost.
It actually is, yeah. It's like I said, I've been a fan of hers for a while.
Excellent. So that's coming up Wednesdays at Callahan's.
Yes.
Yourself, Lydia Lovelace, and Jeremy Porter.
Jeremy Porter and the Tukas. Yeah, I got a chance to actually see them last Saturday night. Or actually last Friday night. They were doing a benefit show up in Port Sanilac, Michigan. So we drove up there and support them. And Delilah and the Lost Boys, they were also up there.
Ah, okay. I've seen both of them. In fact, actually, Jeremy played here with his band a couple weeks ago.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah, so,
good guys.
Definitely. What is Callahan's like anyway? Have you been there yet? Or?
You know what? I've been there a while back. Some friends of ours, the Orbitsons, played there a while back, and we went to go see them. And, you know, it's usually a blues bar. But mm-hmm. I think being there by OU, they're kind of broadening their horizons a little bit. So we were surprised to see Lydia come in there. But it's a beautiful location. It's a beautiful stage, a great night. And more importantly, it's kind of an early night, too. It's doors are at 6 o'clock for that show. I think we go on at like 7:30.
Oh, wow.
So for a Wednesday night, there's no excuses not to go out. I mean,
no.
You can be back in bed. You know, I think she goes on at 8 or so. So it's it should be a good early night and a good night of music.
Great. Looking forward to it. All right. What you got for us now then, Chris?
Well, our second album that we talked about a little bit ago, Trailer Park Bingo, this was one of the tracks from it, and it's also one of the tracks we did a video for, which is you can find on YouTube or on any of our pages. So it's called 40 Days.
All right.
Thank you. face look like photographs from Hunt's past where it's small. Why can't I just slip away? You know, death needs the pain.
Live in the studio here at WHFR.FM, we have Rattle Trap, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Now, you guys have some influences you want to talk about? Like, what makes you tick as far as the music goes?
I got to tell you, I think the thing that started this band the most was I discovered a band called The Knitters, which was actually, you're looking like you're not sure who The Knitters are. The Knitters are actually X, the band X.
Okay.
Along with Dave Elvin.
Hmm.
They formed back in what, Mike, 2002, something like that, or actually a little bit further, first record.
Yeah, the first record was pretty early on.
And in fact, that version of Dry River we do is actually close to the version of the Knitters. Hmm. And you know, I've always been a big John Doe fan. And when he started kind of mixing that bluegrass and traditional Americana feel, which came out as The Knitters, it was like, oh, that's that sound I've been kind of looking for.
Hmm.
You know, I've played in punk bands over the years. I've played in straight-up rockabilly bands over the years. I've even done some electronic stuff. But it's trying to find that certain energy which hits the pocket. And I really found that with The Knitters, which is why we decided we were going to start kind of form like an Americana band, and more, you know, with a little bit of a rockabilly edge, a little bit of a distorted guitar, just tried to create our own little hybrid.
Okay. That sounds very interesting. Now, that's The Knitters. That's
K-N-I-T-T-E-R-S.
Okay, so we could probably find them on the internet if we looked them up.
Absolutely. Xene and John Doe are both the vocalists.
Hmm.
And like I say, Dave Elvin does a couple tracks for him.
Wow.
And it's actually kind of cool because they pull out some old X tunes and they countrify them. So it's pretty cool listening.
Wow, do they ever play live with that stuff?
Yeah, they do, actually. There's a couple great clips on YouTube, in fact, of them doing some live shows. And they actually were just through Detroit. We're at the Magic Bag, Mike, not that long ago. Like, yeah. I'd say maybe November or so they came through here.
Oh, wow.
And it's just a really cool thing.
I'll have to look for that the next time it comes around.
Absolutely.
Hmm. Okay. Where would be the best place for our listeners to find your music if they're interested?
You know what? You can go right to, if anything, Facebook. Just take a look at Rattle Trap.
Okay.
In fact, today we have set a little goal this morning to try to hit 400 likes or fans or views. And, we just kind of put it out there. You know, we wanted to try to, and just before we left, I checked, and we're up to 402. So, yeah, we were pretty happy about that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, leaning on friends. Come on, I know you haven't liked our page yet. you can find us on Facebook. You can also go to ReverbNation.com/Detroit Rattle Trap. And on that site, you'll find some previously unreleased songs, all our videos, especially the new one that we just did first of the year for I Want to Go Home.
Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, let's do another one.
This one's called Thrift Town. There was a band back in the 90s called the Knob Hillbillies, and they did this song, and we've gotten to be good friends with their lead singer and guitar player, David Lear. And so he kind of said to us, hey, why don't you guys do Thrift Town? So we put it on the last Trailer Park Bingo album. That's kind of become one of our favorites to play. So it's called Thrift Town.
All right.
hesitate. Let's get a new suit if you're going straight. I'm going to Thrift Town. Buy myself a brand new pair of shoes. I'm gonna buy a ball and shirt and a secondhand girl. I'm going to Thrift Town. Alright, Pez, rock it out. Baby, but I'm on parole. I'm going to Thrift Town. Buy myself a brand new pair of shoes. I'm gonna buy a bowling shirt and a secondhand girl. I'm going to Thrift Town. Hey, Larry, you got one for us over there? I'm going to Thrift Town. Buy myself a brand new pair of shoes. I'm gonna buy a bowling shirt and a secondhand girl. I'm going to Thrift Town. I'm gonna buy a bowling shirt and a secondhand girl. I'm going to Thrift Town. I'm gonna buy a bowling shirt and a rockabilly. Two simple swinging. One man of love and double drinking. No two timing kind of girl.
All right.
All right.
Thrift Town. Okay. Now, anything else on the pike in the future as far as a new release? New.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going back into the studio. We initially went in to record I Want to Go Home with Jim Diamond down there at Ghetto Records. And, man, we loved his studio. We loved the sound. We loved the whole analog vibe. The first two projects we did them all digital, and it was cool, and it was really great starting off point. But once we kind of heard everything done with tape and a nice analog board, man, we were sold. So we're actually going back in, and we're going to record a true-to-life Rattle Trap album, which will have a couple songs from both the other albums, but a lot of new stuff. And our goal then is to kind of work for that commercial drive with that, not just something to hand out at gigs or make available at gigs, but something to try to push us a little bit further.
Oh, excellent. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, every time we get somebody in here that's worked with Jim, they have nothing but great things to say.
You know,
him and his studio.
He really seems to get it, you know. And he works with such diverse people, which makes it really cool. He did the new Dupe album a while back, and in fact, when I first talked to him, he said about this project, he said, well, he was going back in to do work with Dupe again, and it would kind of give him that ear and get him in that frame of mind to start working with us again. Mm-hmm. So you're not going from, you know, some happy pop thing, you know, which, like I said, he does it all. He's got a great ear for it and a great sense. So we're really looking forward to it.
Good. Okay.
Barely there.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in another track in just a couple of seconds there.
Yeah, we've also got some stuff coming up this summer, too, that we're kind of looking forward to. The Art by the River up there in Port Huron is a big festival they do every year. It's right there on the Black River.
Okay.
And it's a cool thing. We've been asked back for that. And, you know, hopefully you'll start seeing us again around about a little bit come summertime once we kind of get this done. So
yeah, I think we all can't wait for that, man. Summer, that is.
You know, even trying to find my way here today amongst all the snow drifts and everything. I was like, I don't know where we're going.
Where's the building? Oh, it's behind that big pile over there.
There you go.
All right, we got a track called FNB. Can we say what that stands for or not?
You know what? I asked if we could, and the fellas said, yeah, we could. It's Friday Night Bastard. And it's actually, can we? I guess, can we?
Well,
I guess I said it now.
We'll just let it go with that. I'm sorry.
All right, that's okay.
And that's going to be segue into Come On Home?
You know what? We're gonna take those two apart. This is, you're fortunate to hear mostly the set we're going to be doing with Lydia. So this is what we've been kind of working with. And so
that's why I love this job.
Absolutely. So we're going to take those two apart, and we'll get to them, though. So, yeah, this one's called Friday Night Bastard.
Okay.
Well, the factory flames are lighting up the sky. There's a place I know where all my friends stay out on. I shouldn't go, cause I know you'll be there. Would it matter if I stayed? She doesn't even know I'm there. Come on, say let me be Friday night.
All right. Live in the studio, we have Rattle Trap here at WHFR.FM, broadcasting live from Henry Ford Community College. It looks like we had an extra little audience out there for a few minutes.
Oh, excellent.
They were doing a little tour of, you know, for newer students, so.
Well, we always like to influence new students. That's one thing we strive to do. Hey, I got to tell you a little something about the Friday Night Bastard song. That was actually written by a good friend of ours, Mr. Jeff Bitzinger, who some of your fans may know him by Suburban Son. He does a lot of gigs around here in the Dearborn area. And he's also now in a band called The High Views, which was just over at my place a week or so ago. So.
The High Views.
The High Views.
It's The High Views now.
Yes, they are The High Views now. Well, actually, I think he's got three or four projects going on. But good friend. I used to be in a band called Supercharged with Jeff. And that was an old Supercharged song that kind of he wrote the lyrics and I wrote the music. And so when we started playing, we said, yeah, we'd like to pull that one out. And he was cool with it. So. So there you go. Love when musicians can work together, right?
Yes, definitely. Okay, we're still going to do Come On Home then?
We are. Off our first album, No Tell Motel. This one's called Come On Home.
All right.
Oh,
All right. Live in the studio, Rattle Trap here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Okay, for people that are just tuning in, this is the band Rattle Trap. They're going to be playing a show at Callahan's on Wednesday. That's correct, Chris?
That is correct, the 26th.
And you'll be opening up for Lydia Lovelace.
That is also correct.
And playing with Jeremy Porter and the Tucos.
Tucos. I always get that name wrong, so I apologize or whatever. So. Tacos, but with two
that's tacos, right. Two so. Tacos.
Two
they
tacos.
Call them Tucos.
So I apologize, Jeremy, if you're listening right now.
We're not a tuckus.
We're not a tuckus, no.
All right. So no other live shows coming up?
No, like I said, at this point, we're going into the studio as soon as we finish with this Lydia show. Mm-hmm. And we're going to stay in there until we get it right.
You okay.
Know, too often and too many times we've tried to rush to get stuff done, the quick set something out. And then you sit back and you listen, you know, I wish I'd have done that different. I wish I'd done this different. And the other thing with Jim is being a good producer, we're hoping he's going to get the best out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you can't just rush. I mean, it's got to happen. And when I first talked to him about recording us, I said, you know, we need a case. We need a shot of truth serum. We need a reality check, you know. You listen to our other stuff. Now you know where we're at. I also, you know, I gave him a disc of stuff from live shows, other songs that we've done, and basically said, this is what we've got right now, 20-some songs. Is there a good album there? If there's not, what needs to plug in to make it a good album? And so that will entail some writing, probably, and to get together a package that we can all be proud of.
Great, great. All right, look forward to that. What do we have now? Crashing Down.
Crashing Down, the last track on our CD, Trailer Park Bingo. Kind of one of those tunes, everybody kept talking about the apocalypse and all that coming in. So we decided, we got to write a good apocalypse song. So that's where this one came from.
Okay.
Thank you.
Live in the studio, Rattle Trap, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Crashing Down, huh?
Yeah, happy little ditty.
Positive, optimistic subject matter.
You know, it's us rockers from Detroit. You know, everything's positive.
Yeah, positively apocalyptic.
There you go.
So, look, I think you're going to be doing my theme song now.
Well, we're going to pass on that one for tonight. That's
okay.
All right. We're kind of looking at the clock and working on some other stuff that we kind of want to make sure we can get in.
All right.
That's Too Drunk to Know I'm Dead. And there is a great story about that one, but people just have to come out to the show to hear that one. So
you got
to
give them some incentive, yes.
You got to do it. Yeah, I can tell them the story then.
All right. Well, if we move on to the next one, speaking of influences, I don't know who this person hasn't influenced.
Absolutely. And you know, it's one of those funny things. Old Dirty started just kind of playing it during a sound check one day, and all of a sudden, everybody around the car, I love that song. So we kind of added it to our repertoire and kind of doing our own Rattle Trap way. So
cool.
We'll just let the people figure out what it is. How's that?
I think that would be fine.
Perfect. All right, let's take her away, boys. Well, I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen no sunshine since I don't know when, but I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time just passes on by. But when I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and I cry. I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I was a kid. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time just passes on by. My mama told me so. We'll be right back.
around the bend. I see no slow shots, I don't know when. That's the closest bridge. Now she's passing on by.
All right. Excellent. Really good version of the Man in Black's Folsom Prison. All right. Yeah, that was one of my dad's all-time favorite songs.
All right.
Yes. Grew up with that one, definitely. All right. For listeners that are just tuning in, didn't catch the first part of the show, just go over a couple of things, like the best place to find your music, Rattle Trap.
Facebook on Rattle Trap. Or ReverbNation.com/DetroitRattleTrap.
Okay. And you have two releases, one of them being No Tell Motel.
That is correct.
And the other one, forgive me.
Trailer Park Bingo.
Trailer Park Bingo. I still got to wrap my brain around that one.
You know, I think Brett Caldwell from the Metro Times made the best comment about that, saying that that title just brings all kinds of visions of what it could possibly be. So
most we can't talk about.
And, well, there you go.
All right. Speaking of, I guess we're going to do the title track?
Yep, title track, No Tell Motel. Actually, kind of the, I guess you could say, something that put us on the map. It was a video we did for No Tell Motel. It was featured down at South by Southwest last year.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of luck with it. And hopefully it'll keep carrying us on for a few more years.
All right.
It's called No Tell Motel. I knew I was in trouble when she started to wink at me. And she took my hand and we slipped away. Night was heavenly. No tell motel, don't you tell on me. No tell motel, won't you let it be. You know my wife's on me, have mercy on me. No tell motel, don't you tell on me. Here we go. Aunt Barbara was the kind of girl that would really blow your mind. She had herself a birthmark, only I could find. When she asked if I was single, well, I started to flop my crime. We slipped down to the motel room outside the county line. No tell motel, don't you tell on me. No tell motel, won't you let me be. You know my wife's home, she's had mercy on me. No tell motel, don't you tell on me. One more time. I got home, my wife's car was gone. I searched around the neighborhood, but wasn't on my side. Drove on by that motel and I found her inside. No tell motel, don't you tell on me. No tell motel, won't you let me be. You know my wife's home, please have mercy on me. No tell motel, don't you tell on me.
Live in the studio, Rattle Trap, here at WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show is what you're listening to every Thursdays from 4 to 6. We do the best in local music, and from 5 to 6, an actual live band. Enjoying this, gentlemen. Are you?
We are. We're loving being here.
Great time. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Hey,
our
Scott,
pleasure.
I got a secret for you. Well, it's not too much of a secret now. If you go and you look at that No-Tell Motel video on YouTube, you're going to find starring in that video Miss 2012 Autorama, Eve of Destruction herself.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful, beautiful pinup girl. And she's, I think that's half the reasons why we've got over 15,000 views is because of that girl. So guys who like girls, go out there and check out that video. You will certainly like Eve.
Okay. I was probably responsible for 14,999 of them, right?
I watched it a couple times, so, you know.
Just kidding, but all right, that'd be something for our listeners to look for or look at, whichever, however you prefer.
Yeah, you can leave the volume up or down.
On that note, all right, we got time for a couple more at least, and we want to remind everybody out there that Rattle Trap is playing at Callahan's in Auburn Hills. That's coming up this Wednesday, opening up for Lydia Lovelace. And Jeremy Porter and the Tucos are also playing, and you said that's an early show. Do you know when the doors are?
Doors are at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and then you guys go on like pretty much right away after that?
I think we're supposed to go on at like 7:30, then Jeremy at 8, and Lydia's coming on probably, I would imagine, around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Wow, that's a...
So it's a tight moving show, but that's, you know, that's what they've sent it, so that's what we're assuming, that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
So we're excited about it.
All right, great. Okay, what do we have now? New Deal?
The New Deal Blues. This is a Waco Brothers song. We figured since we were opening up for Lydia and she's on Bloodshot Records, we would go back to their first signed band, and that was the Waco Brothers.
Okay.
And pull a little nostalgia for the label, and hopefully they'll appreciate it. Or they'll give us a cease and desist to stop playing one of their label's songs. It's hard to tell what's going to happen.
You owe us $150.
Is that how much we're getting paid? So this is called the New Deal Blues.
All right.
A 1, 2, 3, I'm a rolling daddy with a mean machine. The inbound insurance is clean. I'm a man. Hey, I'm a head. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. Seat rolled in with the rolls and pleats. All the mamas in my side. You and your daddy gonna go for a ride. I'm the hot rod man. Yeah, the hammer in my hand. Yeah, little mama gonna get you with five. Let's go, fam. Rolling into the driving on the edge of town. I'm gonna look real cool as I turn around. All little panels going on, scream and shout. When I leave, you know I'll be the moan of the hot rod man. Hey, the hot rod man. Well, little mama gonna get you with five. One more time, Larry. Gonna head on down to the lake and park. Snuggled up a real close in the dark. There is something, honey, you ought to know. Your hot rod man, he don't ever move slow. He's a hot rod man. Yeah, the hot rod man. Well, little mama, me and you, we partin'. Go, Pam! WHFR. We are the Rattle Trap Band from Detroit. So glad to be out here this afternoon playing for y'all. We want to thank Scott Boatwright for having us out here tonight. The gracious gentleman always, I tell you what. And the staff out here has been great for us. So look us up again on Facebook or on ReverbNation.com. Detroit Rattle. Listen to this. Sure is clean, hammer man. Yeah, the hammer man. Look at that little mama gonna get you if I can. It's about dear boy. We'll be right soon.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure. And now we're going to, can you hear me now?
I can.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. All right. We've been listening to Rattle Trap here live in the studio, WHFR, Motor Live Drive at 5. Right now it's time for Boston Blackie.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. ¶¶